On January 28, 1986, the world watched as the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded, 73 seconds after launching into the stratosphere. All seven crew members were killed. Barbara Morgan, a schoolteacher, was selected to fly on the next shuttle after the accident. So on August 8, 2007, 21 years after the Challenger disaster, Morgan strapped into the Endeavour. The space shuttle stood five stories high. Two rocket boosters and an external tank filled with liquid hydrogen and oxygen were fastened to the spacecraft. Morgan recently spoke about her experience with the Endeavour exhibit at the California Science Center. She told Detour's reporter Kristen Marguerite Deutsch how she had weighed the risks but was ready to go.
15. Firing Jane armed. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, go for main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour, expanding the International Space Station while creating a classroom in space.
Houston, Endeavour, roll program.
Roger, roll, Endeavour.
Houston now controlling the flight of Endeavour. The Space Shuttle begins its journey back into orbit. Endeavour rolling onto the proper alignment, heads down, wings level.
When you climb in on the real launch day and there's all this creaking and moaning and groaning going on, you feel like you're strapping into a live bird. It gives a whole new meaning to surround sound. It's really cool. You know, a lot of people said, were you scared? And I can honestly tell you, no, you won't be scared. You are so ready to go. You and your crewmates have been studying and learning and practicing for years. You are really ready to go. And you're accelerating to 17,500 miles an hour. That's 5 miles a second. Think about that for a minute. Picture someplace 5 miles away from where you know, right, like from school or whatever, and imagine starting like at school, going to that place 5 miles away and getting it there in 1 second. I mean, that's literally go, stop. Okay, so that's the speed you're traveling. And my colleagues told me, Barb, when you launch, it's gonna feel like a 2-ton gorilla jumping up and down on your chest. But I definitely felt this huge push on my back. Didn't hurt, but it was like this big hand of God just pushing you as fast as you can go into space. So you have this huge push on your back. It almost felt like the orbiter could push through you and leave you behind, but it didn't. It carries you with it.
The throttle up call acknowledged by Commander Scott Kelly, joined on the flight deck by pilot Charlie Hobaugh, flight engineer Rick Mastracchio and Tracy Caldwell, Dave Williams, Al Drew, and Barbara Morgan seated down on the mid-deck, Morgan racing towards space on the wings of a legacy.
When you're on the solid rocket boosters, that's where that 2-ton gorilla comes in. There's a lot of vibration going on. It's really loud. You are so glad to finally get going. And I was so excited because I knew in a couple days we would be at the International Space Station. And there's some hooting and hollering going on because everybody's excited about the ride. And I had a huge smile on my face, which I like to see was kind of plastered back there by that acceleration.
We're coming up on the point of negative return, where the shuttle will be too far downrange, too high in altitude to return to the launch site in the event of an engine failure.
Endeavour, two engine Marone.
And then once we get rid of the solid rocket boosters, the ride is really, really smooth and very, very quiet. You're still accelerating and you're experiencing 3 G's, 3 times Earth's gravity, so there's that push. After 8.5 minutes when you reach space, we shut off the main engines, so and we get rid of the fuel tank. And at that point, it's really fun because there is no up or down in space. And all of a sudden, what was your ceiling now becomes a wall. And so you unstrap and you and everything that hasn't been tightly strapped down just floats out. Floating is really fun because it really is like flying in your dreams. For those of you that have flown in your dreams, maybe when you were a kid, it's very much what it feels like. At that point, it's really interesting because you're still going 5 miles a second, but because you're not accelerating anymore, it feels like you're not going anywhere at all. You're in this free fall around the Earth.
That was reporter Kristen Deutsch for Detours.